1971 was the year the G-string disappeared from Toronto strip houses. The girls were covered with nothing but goosebumps and the other usual bumps you'd expect on girls, especially the curvy kind who bump and grind for the boys. But 1971 was also the year when those bumping and grinding bodies had bumps in places you'd never expect, because the bodies were male. Yes, the boys decided to take it off, take it all off, in 1971 at the Mina Bird. They were very popular with some girl strippers, for example, Samantha from Le Strip.
From a woman's point of view, I think it's a great idea that they should have male strippers, mainly because they've had them something for the man for many, many years, like they've been coming to see women strip. And the only thing or problem with that now being the man stripping is that women are basically very shy, and it's going to take them a long time to get used to the idea, but eventually it should work out.
But not all the girl strippers were happy about the competition, especially when they discovered the boys were getting more money per bump.
There's no reason why they should have more money than us, because they're dancing, they're doing exactly the same thing that we're doing, and we've been in the place for such a long time.
That was Joy Morrison, who led a picket parade of girl strippers in front of the Mina Bird in protest. 1971, then, was the year that man became a sex symbol, or a sex object, as the women's liberationists call it. 1971, a very funny year.